There is not a person alive who has experienced what a world without this darkness could be like. A world of free energy that was kept from us to force our dependency on their fossil fuel monopolies. Abolishment of income tax that was illegally imposed to pay back interest on loans taken from the cabal banking system. Released cures for our most deadly diseases. Unleashed space technologies to open frontiers we never dreamed possible. New technologies creating millions of jobs and yielding a global human renaissance the likes of which we have never seen. Fellow Americans and citizens of the world, now it is our turn to shine. Wherever we are, we will become the plan when we choose to reject what they call globalism. We recognize the words they use to bend us to their will, and we say no more. It's time to turn off the media, follow your instincts, trust yourself, and be the plan. May God bless America and the world.
And let's begin, friends. Thank you so much for tuning in. Guys, I think you're really going to enjoy this conversation. You know, I've put up a new video or interview just about every day this month. I haven't missed too many days, and I think this will be one of the best ones. I have on the line my good friend, Crow. You guys know the website, crow777radio.com. How are you, Crow?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me back, Sean.
Thanks for coming on, buddy. And a new guest, someone I've never met before, but a friend of Crow's. And I owe this man some thanks because he sent me a big box of incredible vitamins and supplements. His name is Clive DeCarl. Clive, how are you?
Excellent, Sean. Yeah, having a brilliant day. Yeah, really good. Thank you.
Well, thank you for sending me that box of goodies. We can talk about some of that. I know that your wheelhouse is health and so much more. So we're going to talk about that. First, let me ask Crow, how did you meet Clive?
So check this out. Well, we travel in similar circles. We've had Dr. Andy Kaufman and a bunch of people. This is going on YouTube, right?
Right.
Okay. So I just want to moderate my language. People talking about what's causing the world situation that we're in. We've done doctors, and Clive was within that circle. But check this out. My sister, you know what a trigger finger is when you're like finger locks up? My sister just had to have a surgery for that, and I needed the same thing. It happened pretty quick, and I had met Clive. And Clive's all, check this out, take some of my magnesium and vitamin C. And we're actually recording. Clive was on there on Crow 777 radio. I think we're about 10 minutes in. He says, take the magnesium. So I did. We got about, I don't know, 40 minutes into the first hour, and already I could feel my finger getting better. As I sit here and talk to you, the doctors told me they need to cut my finger, do a surgery, a minor surgery to fix it. No surgery was needed. What I needed was magnesium and vitamin C. Unreal.
Yeah, your doctor doesn't want you to know that. Well, you know what? Maybe your doctor does, but he's probably not allowed to tell you that under Rockefeller medicine rules. All right, so here's something that's in my craw. So, guys, forgive my language. It's language I used the other night with my wife when we were driving to dinner. I am so sick and tired of these wussies. How have we become such a nation of wussies? Guys, I listen to sports talk radio sometimes when I'm driving around in my Jeep. And these guys are so bent out of shape about fall sports. They're so deathly afraid that we won't have football in the fall, et cetera, because they drink the Kool-Aid. They drink the talking points coming from Fauci. They absorb all the talking points coming from their Democrat state governors. They eat it all up and they spew it back out to their audiences. And it's just so shocking to me. I'm like, is no one capable of independent critical thinking? Because it's so obvious that masks don't help. It's so obvious that the numbers are inflated and overblown by design. It's so obvious. I don't know why they have to make this thing out like it's the end of the world. Other than that is part of the plan, is just to destroy the economy running into the November election. Are you guys as fed up with this as I am?
Yeah, it's all getting old, but I think that part of the overreach extreme here has woken up a lot more people that would have took much longer to come on board. But I'll say another thing. They worked hard at adjusting the mindset where they wanted for at least two decades with the very thing you're talking about. Oh, be careful of people's feelings. And if you get a boo-boo, get your mommy to kiss it. Look at the children's show, Barney. All these things that are just very baby-fied ideas. Children don't need to be babyfied to that degree, and neither do adults. And so they've worked hard at it, but I probably get something on the order of 100 emails a week of people who have just now come on board. They're recognizing the evening and cable news for what it is, and they've caught on a lot quicker than they would have otherwise. So I don't think all is lost here. I think it's a pain in the butt, but I don't think all is lost.
No, I don't think all is lost either. I'm just really amused to see these athletes willingly go play in bubbles, sports bubbles, when if you look at the hard numbers, if you look at the data, this thing is just so overblown. And now they want children to wear masks in schools, and maybe they'll open up the schools at half capacity or less. It's just all smoke and mirrors, man. And I think it's because they're trying to really damage this country and the economy moving into the November election so the Democrats, the demonic Democrats, can steal it. That's my view.
We'll see what kind of an election we have. But I would point out, what do you do when you go to meet the devil at the crossroad? Don't you sign a contract there? I think all those athletes are under contract, so it's not really their choice. And that's true of all famous entertainment. Matter of fact, a lot of those big names with weird names probably don't even own their own name, just to make it clear. I think they get a phone call and they're told what to do. They're in an agreement, so I don't really think they have a lot of wherewithal unless they want to break their contract.
Well, here's one other thing on my radar. And Clive, you jump in on any of this too if you'd like. So the other card, these demonic entities that control this world are going to play, is a famine card. It's already playing out to some extent, but are you following Crow, Clive? Are you following the news regarding the Three Gorges Dam?
Yes, I am. And I've been warning people for months about the whole famine thing ever since the World Health Organization said it was going to be of biblical proportions. When they start saying it, you know, it just, they're either incredibly wrong or incredibly right. But obviously the food supply system is broken. It's a disaster and everybody's fast asleep. I mean, from my perspective, World War III has been waged and it's almost been lost. And nobody's even aware that there's been any sort of conflict whatsoever, not even a mild skirmish, basically.
Yeah. Well, listen to this, guys. You know, as I read this, I'll put the images of the 2009 aerial view of the Three Gorges Dam next to the 2018 image. And I'll bet the dam is in worse shape now in 2020 because of the record flooding they've endured. We all may have reason to be concerned here. So the Three Gorges Dam was constructed from 1994 to 2006, one of the biggest projects in the history of mankind. And the drainage basin of the Yangtze River is one of the largest food production corridors on Earth. 300 million people live downriver from this thing. Cliff notes here. More than 30% of the world's supply of chicken and eggs are farmed in the drainage basin of the Yangtze. And get this, a whistleblower has said when they built this thing, the blocks are not connected to the bedrock below. They're just sitting on top of it. It's absolutely designed to fail. And if it fails, guys, it is going to be one of the biggest disasters in world history.
It's ironic that you should bring this up. When I was getting my internet tech degree the last time I went back to school, I actually did a report because I had electives that I had, or, you know, standard classes that I had to make up because I'd been out of school for so long. So I ended up doing a report on the Yangtze and what a terrible idea it is. But there's more to this story. I don't know if people pay any attention to what goes on in media and commercials. They've been queuing up on the Hoover Dam forever in all kinds of kind of heinous, suggestive ways. And I was talking about it with someone. We did a show, I don't know, it was about a week ago, and they were convinced it was something to do with the Golden Gate. But I think there's a real chance, and here's what I think is going to happen. I think if you watch that fateful day, everyone knows what I'm talking about. It'll be about 8 to 10 days before the fall equinox in September. If you look at roughly a day and a half on either side of that day, if something happens, I think it's going to tell you the tone and tenor of how the cycle's going to wind out. And by the way, this cycle winds out at the low point of the sun this year, on the winter solstice, low point of the sun. The cycle we're in will come to an end. And that has a lot of people in the know asking, well, what's the new cycle going to start with? So I think we need to kind of keep our eyes peeled as we get into the first third, hint, 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 of September. The sky clock marks these things. And the last time the sky clock was doing what it's about to do in a bigger way, we got 9/11, just so everybody knows.
Wow. Clive, jump in at any time, but I just want to bring this thing full circle here. They are hitting us hard right now. They're queuing us up for a currency collapse. Gold and silver, gold just hit an all-time high. Silver is breaking out and breaking the chains of its manipulation on the COMEX in a very big way, a very quantifiable way. Bitcoin is poised to hit a new all-time high in short order, I think. And amidst the backdrop of all of this, if they play the famine card, then what becomes a little bit more easy to understand is why Deagle.com, the military website, the military information website, back in 2014 released global population reduction projections. And for the United States, that number was for the population to fall from 326 million to 99,553,100 people. Now,
that's a pretty specific number.
It is. These are big reductions in population. And when this first came out, Crow and Clive, in 2014, I thought, nuclear war, false flag, what could account for these plummeting population numbers? Obviously, the easy answer would be starvation, famine.
I'm not sure which way to go here because I have mixed feelings. There's so much bad news you can look at now that it is very easy to start feeding into the world mindstream this kind of we're about to be slaved out idea. And I'm going the other way. I'm saying that the fat lady hasn't sung. I'm saying that a lot of people are waking up and I'm saying all isn't lost here. And I think we need to do that. I'll change my tune when I find myself in shackles I can no longer remove. But yeah, I think we're going to see some of this, but no, we've covered so much law and how the world operates and how it gets encoded that we're pretty clued in now about how offers are made. Almost everything is an offer these days. If we see a significant reduction in human lives, I would expect that it wouldn't be a direct result of somebody pulling a trigger in some way. Because there's a karmic principle. There's universal law to contend with. And you can look at any religion, the Talmud or any of them, if you don't know that the people. It's why a four-star general never pulls the trigger. The young kids are being fooled into that. It's the same idea. The young kids are not aware. But there are going to be plenty of offers made where people can make terrible decisions, and we do it all the time. How many people do you suppose, since we've all been kind of locked down here, decided to eat pizza five nights a week? You've seen the ads on TV. What's that going to do to the health of a person? Remember, what was that dude's name? Spurlock. He ate McDonald's for 30 days, went to the doctor.
Morgan Spurlock. That's right.
Right. Doctor told him his liver was about to move out after 30 days. So all these offers are being made, and it's not just the food, but that's a big part of it. I suspect you're going to see a lot of people taking offers that severely cripple their ability to be functional. I would be very surprised if some massive trigger pulling event cost a huge number of lives. That would be shockingly unexpected for me. Yeah. I don't know what Clive's view might be.
Well, people need to know their rights, and people have no idea what their rights are. And as you say, it's all about consent. It's all about basically accepting the offer conditionally. Yes, I'd love to do what you ask, but you would have to prove that you have the authority, you have to prove that you have the law and whatever, you know, and has a crime being committed, you know, all that stuff. You know, you can diffuse many, many situations with the right language. Obviously, you could get a complete psychopath who's going to beat the shit out of you anyway, but one hope doesn't meet them.
Yeah. Let me give an example here. Does anyone actually think the world had not enough toilet paper not too long ago? Right. Or did something else happen there? And this is the example. Basically, they showed a couple trucks on a freeway crashed with toilet paper, and they made the suggestion that there might be a shortage. So all the people who can't think clearly decided they needed three vanfuls of toilet paper. That's what caused the shortage. So nobody actually pulled the trigger on the toilet paper shortage. What happened is they suggested there might be, and they made the offer. You can go out and buy too much toilet paper now because you're afraid. That's what caused the shortage. And it's things like this that tend to drive us. If we keep level heads and act like adults, a lot of these things get diffused. I would be willing to bet you could choose 10 homes in America and randomly pick two or three of them and walk in and find out they've got toilet paper for the next 3 years.
Well, they're doing the same thing right now with the coin shortage, Crow.
Right.
I mean, it's
right.
absolutely a manufactured crisis. And by the way, I meant to mention this earlier on. I'm glad I remembered here. You had on a fascinating guest a week or two ago. I was listening. I got through about half of it. And then I, you know how sometimes you'll pause a video, but then new tabs open up and other YouTube videos catch your attention. And then you mean to circle back and you never do. You had on a woman who I think was talking about our fictional person in the history of this country and the government and, you know, all caps, our fictional person ID, all of that stuff. Do you remember? Yep. What is her name?
Her name is Lotus, and there's a whole kind of tragic story behind that.
I'd like to get her on if I could. It was fascinating.
She's actually either locked up in a mental health review or jailed. I'm not sure which.
What?
There's... If you want me to tell you the story, I'll tell you the story.
Well, maybe we should do that. Well, you can if you want. Maybe give us the cliff notes. But, I mean, this was a call literally just 2 weeks ago. Is this
right.
This is the same person?
So the day after I posted it, I got a call back from the guest saying, I own my voice, and I didn't know you were going to run it in the way you're running it. We did explain it and demanded that it be run free or deleted. So, you know me, I like to keep the peace, so I ran it free. But what happened is the whole world hit my free server and it started crashing. So I weathered that storm. Then a day or two later, she gets in a shootout at her home, live streaming it on Google.
What?
Not kidding. I think, and I don't know this is for sure, it's been reported that two deputies were shot and there are two police officers of some sort were shot in the leg. We all know what news does, but that's the claim. So this whole thing goes down while Google's live streaming it and my server explodes because she forced me to run it all free. The offer she, the direction she gave me was run it free or delete it. I couldn't run it free. My server crashed so many times. The whole world was coming to hit that episode, so I had to delete it. She made the claim, so that's the whole story there. They took out her YouTube channel. They left the live stream up, so I think they were leaving it up so the police could see what was going on in there. That's my guess. They were throwing pepper gas through the window. It was terrible. Whole thing was very dangerous and terrible. Then as soon as the police were getting ready to go in, the stream went down, and then they took down the whole channel. And really the only news you can get is from media now.
All right. Well, for the audience, I guess if you hear the name Lotus, you might think she was a crazy new age person or something. But the woman I was listening
Lotus
to.
Justice.
Sounds...
Lotus Justice.
Okay. The woman I was listening to sounded like a PhD when it came to this stuff, right? So she sounded very intelligent, informed, and it's factual information that people need to know, but it's the information that's hidden from us, right? Our birth certificates.
Yep.
What are our birth certificates? What pledges to the New World Order? You know, are we collateral against the debt? All of this stuff, you guys, the consent. We have to give our consent for the vaccine when they roll it out. They're all excited about the vaccine. The vaccine, that's all they talk about. Same with the sports talk radio guys. Well, we really need that vaccine.
We should... Clive started to try to clue people in, so I'm going to come back on it. Clive, if you feel like I dropped something, we should make perfectly clear to the people who are listening and give a damn. No one, without violating universal law, can come force you to do a thing. Now, that's not always true, because sometimes the fictitious you, you're the proxy of the fictitious you, that name on your birth certificate, is forced to do things. But for the most part, offers are made. When the vaccines come, this is going to be an offer. But the problem is most people don't understand how this trap has been baited, set, and rigged. You can't simply say, I don't want your stinking bloody offer. If you do that, you have lost honor and you're going to get the offer. You have to say, and I'm not even kidding here, you can't use a negative. To remain in honor and to remain in charge of your own destiny, you have to say, I'd be happy to accept your offer of a vaccine if, and this is where you make it conditional, you can show me that no one's ever been injured by a vaccine. You can prove to me that this vaccine actually cures what you're claiming it cures, and you make these conditions, which clearly cannot be met. These are important ideas for people to begin to understand, because when you walk into a courtroom, not only do you not know where you're standing, you have no idea that a human being in our current world can exist in two realms. One of them is public, one of them is private. And guess what? The private one is for living men and women. What's that tell you about the public one? It's for dead, fictitious ideas. That capitalized name on that document that the judge is going to try to pin to you. Mr. Smith, is this you? Go ahead and say yes. Go ahead and say anything, and you become responsible for that dead entity, that fictitious idea. There's so much to know here, and we've been covering it bit by bit, but as so many people have cracked what's been going on, that anyone who wants to begin to pay attention can conduct themselves with honor, and that is critically, critically important. It's probably why the lady I interviewed ended up in jail. When you shoot someone, I'm guessing that doesn't leave you in honor. This is in a courtroom. This idea is one of the main places that this is still around, the idea of being in honor or being without honor. If you lose honor, guess what? It doesn't matter what you say anymore. What would you add, Clive? Did I drop any pieces there?
Well, I think one little interesting piece is that, you know, they are trying to say that you're a person. Mm-hmm. And as we know, acts and statutes relate to the person. They don't relate to the real man. So if somebody stopped you, let's say a policeman for some speeding offense or something, you can ask them the question, am I not a man? And, you know, they have to say, they have to agree, you are, you know, they have to agree, yes, you are a man. And in which case then, well, as you know, acts and statutes don't apply to a man. They only apply to a person. Bye.
Right.
Yeah. So what Clive's pointing out is the fact. Unfortunately, that officer is trained to do a thing, and he thinks what he's doing is what he's supposed to do. And what we have found is that typically when people begin to catch on to how it works and stand up for themselves, at the municipal level, you get rolled over. There are a number of people we've had on. Alphonse is one of the people we've had on where they don't get rolled over anywhere. But you usually get rolled over at the municipal level. Some people take it up to the state. By the time you take your case to the federal level, you're not getting rolled over anymore if you know what you're doing. And if you really know what you're doing, you don't get rolled over at the basically corporate level. You think your municipal government's a government and your police are police. They're not. They're corporations. And that's what Clive was alluding to, statutes. Statutes don't apply to living men and women who are put here under the grace of God and only answerable to the highest court, which ain't a court with a judge dressed in black dress. It's a better court. It's a higher court, if you see what I mean. So there's so many things that people need to catch on to, but I can't stress enough is to conduct yourself like an adult. Don't lose your damn mind. Don't start cussing out people. Don't pull out a pistol. Don't start throwing fisticuffs. Remain in honor. This system that we're entering into now, one of its main tools is going to be questioning your mental health. I suspect that's what happened to the guest we were referring to. We know there was a psych evaluation coming. If you lose your standing in society as someone who is mentally sound, you basically lose everything. It basically, in the way things work now, doesn't matter what you do or say, if you're found to be mentally unfit, you might as well be a six-year-old kid again, because someone's going to take care of you whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I want to get into this deeper here in the future, because I find this so fascinating, this personhood thing. Acts and statutes relate to the person, not to the man, is what Clive said. And my friend Sophia Smallstorm made me aware of somebody else, and I invited him on to do an interview about this subject, and then he wasn't able to do the interview. But through email, he had told me that because I had gotten a traffic ticket, my first in 20 years, for rolling through a stop sign, not coming to a complete and total stop. And he said traffic tickets are for commercial vehicles and commerce only.
Right.
And evidently, when you sign that ticket, you have 3 days to send in a letter, you know, an authorized letter with certain language, and you basically nullify the contract, right? I don't know the ins and outs.
There's a way to sign.
You can learn this stuff.
There's a way to sign. At a minimum, you need to sign under duress, literally writing under duress. But there, we just covered it, and I can't remember it verbatim. You need to get these things right. There's another way you can sign. As a matter of fact, it might even been the guest we were talking about. But there's a few people we've put on. The way you sign matters. People have no idea that this goes all the way back to Rome. In the slave days in Rome, if your name was all in caps, you were a slave. Mm-hmm. You see, what's happened now is that makes what Clive was referring to as the person. A person has no life. It is not a living, existing thing. It's a legal fiction that is dead. It has no breath. But what happens is, what is done to that legal fiction, you are tricked into becoming responsible. In other words, saying, yeah, that's me. Now, if that legal fiction gets jailed or fined, you're going to stand in there. These are things that have been coming apart for a long time. It's probably a big part of why we see so much censorship these days, because, and that's another reason, by the way, if I may, to try to shine a ray of sunshine for all the people that think we're about to be slaved out to the end of time. I'll tell you how many things have just failed that people are not aware of. We're reasonably sure the Federal Reserve does not exist as it once did. We're reasonably sure that the government, or the so-called corporate government of the United States, does not exist as it once did. We're reasonably sure that fiat currency, or the paper we've been handing back and forth, which is IOUs backed by no value, we're reasonably sure all that's about to change. The logical thing, by people in the know who trade in a lot of gold or silver, and have for years and had been saying, in the next 3 years, the fiat currency system will come down. They can't generate any more debt. Debt was required for that system. More debt every year. Everything was tapped. They couldn't pull any more tricks to acquire more debt. We think it's quite possible that we may go back to some kind of a gold standard or something backed by what's called specie or value. Typically, that's been gold and silver. And as Sean pointed out, gold and silver have been doing some wacky things lately. As a matter of fact, just to tip my hand a little, everybody in the know is saying, if you don't have silver now, you're missing the boat. To get back to the point, corporation is another problem, because they are what our governments are. They are what our police are. They are what the federal government is. And there are plenty of people in high places, we are reasonably sure, that are sick and tired of everyone getting roughshod. All hope is not lost here. And the other side of the coin that I was about to point out is there are quite a number of people who have figured out how the trick's being pulled, legally and otherwise. Even what the birth certificate does, even how to access your birth certificate to discharge debt. I suspect it's even possible that debt might go away. Now, don't take these things as gospel, because they have to happen really in the world to prove them out. But in the years I've been running my podcast, I have met people that I never would have met in positions to know things that I would never have a chance to know. And I think these things are possible. And I would also add, sometimes it's darkest before the dawn. And the reason I'm saying all this is because everyone who walks away from listening to Sean's show here today that has a positive outlook and hope for the future is feeding something we need drastically into the human mind stream. Because what the evening news is going to do is tell you, listen, you stupid baboon, you're not worth the penny you have in your pocket, and you're going down. And that is the mindset the evening news is going to try to leave you with. Helpless, hopeless. And you're a living human being. You're a living man, or you're a living woman if you're listening to this. And you were granted the divine spark from on high. So there is no reason to give up at this point. And I think these are important things to remember.
Crow, my audience just loves you. You know that, right? They really, really like you. And I do too. You're always so fun to have on. And Clive, what a polite guest. You've been so quiet. So we're going to come back to you in a second. But let me just explain this, guys. Since you brought it up, Crow, I want people to understand what they have done to our wealth. Do you guys know what a British pound is? Here's what it used to be. The pound was a unit of account in Anglo-Saxon England equal to 240 silver pence, or 1 pound of silver. What do you think a pound is today? It's a piece of paper. It's a worthless piece of paper that won't buy a fraction of what it once bought. Same with the U.S. dollar, the Federal Reserve note, a unit of debt. In 1870, a British pound was 14.5 ounces of silver. And in today's manipulated price, do you guys know what that is? That's $348. It's amazing what they've done to our money. It's amazing what they've done to our society. It's amazing what they've done to our bodies. It's amazing what they've done to our food supply. It's all so sinister. But the good news is we have the divine right to be free, to have liberty, and to be healthy. And Clive, I want to thank you for sending me this giant box. I'm going to show this on camera. I'll take a picture here or something. But you sent me natural C60 charcoal, magnesium spray, essential amino acids, iodine, fulvic minerals, magnesium. You sent me vitamin C in this incredible powder form. You sent me sodium bicarbonate. But thank you so much. And guys, if you want to get the best possible nutrients for you and your family, I will leave a link to Clive's website below this interview. You can check it out for yourselves. But Clive, thanks so much for sending me all this stuff.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, how I got into it was that about 35 years ago, I was given an antibiotic and it almost killed me. I ended up in hospital. I had arthritis so badly I couldn't walk. It was a disaster. And the doctor said, well, sorry, you know, that's it. End of you, more or less. And anyway, I checked myself out, got wheeled out, took a bundle of magnesium and a bunch of supplements, and all the arthritis went away. And, you know, here I am. Anyway, then about 12 years ago or something, I started a supplement company in England. And at one point, we had like 200 supplements on there. Anyway, I sold that company to my business partner about 6 years ago. And since then, I've been thinking and seeing a lot of clients. And I now realize that actually, on my website, I've got about 11 supplements, not 200, just 11. And I found that actually, when it really comes down to it, what are we really made of? Who are we really? You know, what are we really? Well, you know, we're a bunch of human cells outnumbered 10 to 1 by a bunch of bacteria. You know, we're mainly hydrogen. You know, we're electrical beings. We're running on electrons. You know, and I started to look at every cell of the body. What powers it? What depowers it? And it got really pretty simple. The more I looked, the simpler it was. There's like a tree of, you know, right at the top, what you need, perhaps, you know, you can argue about all this till the cows come home, but the stuff near the top is magnesium. And last few years, I've had some quite expensive equipment. I've been testing thousands of people's magnesium levels. Everybody's low. Everybody is low on magnesium, even the ones who are taking it. And I began to realize, as many people have, that in actual fact, when they say take 400 milligrams, perhaps, as the RDA.
I'm taking mine right now, by the way. You're sparking me. I just grabbed this bottle. I'm taking two now. I'll take two later.
Well, you know, some people need 12 in a day. And I'm not saying you want to take them all at once, that you'd end up in the bathroom with diarrhea. But some people need way more than other people. And it's because stress burns up magnesium. You know, some people are running, their body's acidic. That's because they haven't got enough magnesium. Most people now are stressed from EMFs, from life, from everything. The difference, well, not enough magnesium can be huge. I mean, just to run through a few of the sort of symptoms that you might have if you're low on magnesium. You know, like Crow, you might have something that's painful, a painful joint, for instance. You might have arthritis. You might have muscle aches. You might get spasms. You might get cramps in the backs of your legs or your feet. You might get restless leg. You might have heart arrhythmia. You might have constipation. You might be very stressed, anxious, or get panic attacks. You might have hiccups regularly. There are a host of things that are magnesium dependent, like sleep. I had a client last week who was suicidal, and not pretending. She told me her history. It was horrible, what her life, and it was just, oh my God. And I told her to take 12 of my magnesium capsules in divided doses over a day. 2 days later, she rings me up, no longer suicidal.
Well, that's remarkable. And you know what? I think that there's so many people in this country right now with mental health issues, and this stupid lockdown has only made the situation worse. Crow, in your case, did you take the magnesium pills or the magnesium spray for that trigger finger? What'd you do?
Okay, so it was the little capsules with powder in them. It's a number of magnesiums that Clive has carefully put together so your body can take it on. But I'll add another thing, and this is why I love Clive. You know, on my on my show, I'm always telling people there is no lie in nature. And I'm asking Clive, explain these fulvic minerals to me. It's a little liquid that you got there. And he said, if you went out to a pure, beautiful, pristine forest and found yourself a nice big old hardwood, and you went to the forest floor under that hardwood and grabbed a handful of the leaf litter in the dirt, put it in water and made mud and drank it, then that you would be getting the minerals that nature provides. But here's the thing. My wife had one of those little white things you get on your eyelid. It's not really a cyst, but I think people know what I'm talking about. Yeah. She'd had it for like 3 years and we were getting ready to go see someone. And you know what that means? They're getting out a scalpel or something probably. Clive sent us the fulvic minerals. You know how many days it took for that thing to, I mean, not just disappear. I mean, can't even tell it was there. 4 days. 4 days. Not only that, I take care of my mom, who's 90. The iodine has, Clive can get into that, you know, Alzheimer's and dementia. So it's crazy. You know, when we were off air, I told you the old Chinese saying used to be something to the effect of, if you've seen a doctor and the doctor did not prescribe diet, then you haven't seen a doctor. And that's a thing we don't get. I mean, we just talked about pizza. We really don't get how important having proper nutrition is in this country.
Yeah, just context here, guys. So the recording stopped here on Zoom, and we had to all rejoin. And while we were waiting for Clive, somehow we started talking about these terrible Domino's pizza commercials that were playing a year or two ago, where if you, you know, buy a pizza, we're going to help fix the potholes in your neighborhood. I mean, just ridiculous stuff. And then we remodeled all our stores to have child viewing stations. Well, I don't know a kid in the world that wants to stand and watch you make a pizza in a Domino's. So it's just absurd. Their ad campaign was so horrible, they would never talk about their pizza being great. And Crow said that's because they can't. So that's the pizza conversation there.
Pizza right. Overlord, as it's made fun of in some popular shows. They're not kidding. The size of the pizza corporations is insane, the amount of clout they have. And who the hell are they are to come into your municipality and do the, you know, the city's work to repair your street? How does that work?
Yeah, well, and as it relates to pizza, about the only time I bring that subject up is as it relates to child sex trafficking and the demons that seem to run in those circles, both political and otherwise. Well, Clive, let me ask you this. I know you are targeted. You're sort of a targeted person, as is so many other people in the field of nutrition and educating people on the importance of vitamins and minerals and taking care of your body. My friend Carrie Rivera, who specializes in helping families who have vaccine-damaged kids, helping them try to repair that situation. She's targeted to the degree that she's had to leave the United States. This seems to be an epidemic around the world. It's not just in the United States. It's in the UK. It's all over the world. People like you are targeted. And I think it's because Big Pharma specifically has too much damn power. If you watch the nightly news in this country, 65 to 75% of the ads on the big three networks are vaccine ads or Big Pharma ads for some product they want you to go get from your doctor. Your thoughts on any of that, Clive?
Well, you know, it's unfortunate that the pharmaceutical industry is very, very powerful, has been for 100 years plus, and is getting more powerful. And their influence over politicians, I would have said, was complete by 1939. You know, 1939 in England, for example, dentists got a monopoly of teeth and cancer doctors got a monopoly of cancer. And anybody else discussing that there was even a possibility that you might be able to cure cancer, essentially, you know, could be sent to jail. And yeah, they've been persecuting people who speak loudly for a long time. I mean, luckily in England, they just sort of get cross. And in America, they seem to want to kill everybody, you know. I mean, I've known Kerry for many years. And, you know, what are there now, 100 dead doctors in America or something? Just, you know,
the homeopathic
suicided themselves.
Yeah. It's always the ones that are talking about the information we're talking about here. Ironic, huh?
Well, no, there have been some MDs suicide as well, quite a number.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, they're not restrictive. They'll eat their own babies, you know. It's, but, I mean, can I bring something around to thinking? Because I've been coming to America since I was five, right? I've spent a lot of time in America, and I've seen the changes. And, you know, I'm 66, so I've seen it change. And one of the things I've noticed is the intelligence of people appears to have changed dramatically. You know, and I blame fluoride and you know, all the reasons you can imagine, including the school system. So what can one do about that? Because unless we can wake up people's minds, their thinking capacity, it's all a bit boring. So iodine is just this magic material. It's so inexpensive. Everything I'm talking about is super inexpensive, which is why, you know, they don't want you to know, for a start. You know, enough iodine for a year, how much is that going to cost? Like $25 or something, you know? It's not a lot. And pretty much everybody, at least 95% of everybody in the United States, is going to be low on iodine. And what does that mean? Well, it means a low IQ. And children are particularly susceptible to this, as are pregnant women. You know, even doctors know about iodine and thinking, because if you're sort of clinically low on iodine, then your baby might be born a cretin. You know, cretinism is mental incapacity. It's a medical serious issue, and that's an iodine deficiency. So probably if 95% of the people in the United States are low on iodine, what's that doing to the entire population's brains and their ability to think? So I can go on about this subject about 2 hours alone, but it's so incredible that the thyroid epidemic that's particularly rampant in America with women is, generally speaking, a lack of iodine. A proportion of the Alzheimer dementia thing is a lack of iodine proportion. A lot of people's dry skin can be lack of iodine. People who walk into a room and can't remember why they walked in, that's usually lack of iodine. People whose temperature is out of control. People who are having a really bad menopause. People who get cold hands and feet. Iodine deficiency, breast cancer. It just goes on and on and on. And in England, you used to be able to buy it in the pharmacy. Not anymore, not for the last 10 years or so. Way too cheap for the peasants to have.
Yeah.
But can I add two more sides to that? One is the thing that doctors apparently in medical school, there was one thing they forgot to teach them, well, slightly more than one, but there was a big one, which was what's the brain made of? Now, some people will know, obviously from school perhaps, that the brain is mainly water, but if you took the water out, you just had the solid weight of the brain, what is that? Well, it's primarily fat. Your brain is made of fat, mainly cholesterol, of course, good, natural animal fats, fats from fish, fats from avocados, you know, loads of fats. And everybody's been advised by their doctor or the media to be having the low fat, low cholesterol diet. They're the ones with Swiss cheese for brains who are stuck in the mental homes with dementia.
Oh, that's very interesting. I've come to conclude, Clive, that pretty much everything we see or hear from the mainstream, the opposite view may be the better approach. Or
ding, 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 ding. I'm sorry.
All right. I mean, at least it requires investigation. Everything they recommend, maybe take a look at the opposite of what they're recommending. Again, it seems like our food isn't meant to provide nutrition. The vaccines, I call chemical weapons delivery systems. And it's an upside-down world, but we're going to take it back one way or the other. We're going to take it back. All right, last question for you, Clive. In regards to any of these supplements you sent me, could you give me an example, one or two cases where you helped somebody who had a malady, you helped turn that around in a natural way?
All I've helped with is the information for them as to how their bodies can just heal themselves naturally. You know, doctors aren't taught that you are self-repairing. We're all self-repairing, so all you got to do is put in the basic raw materials, the sort of the fuel that the body needs in the correct amounts, you know, water, sunlight, positive thinking, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential fats. That's what we run on, basically, and electricity, frequency. And we can talk another time about electrotherapy, about frequency, and how one can use that to completely cure many, many things. It's incredible. And, you know, this is 100-year-old, 130-year-old technology, older. But all we've got to do is to put the right materials in. So as I say, I've sort of narrowed it down to, obviously, you've got to make sensible food choices. Stop poisoning yourself. Every food that you put in your mouth, is it natural, organic, real, or is there poison in it? Because if it's not organic, it's got poison in it. You have to take the decision right here and now. I'm never going to put poison in my mouth ever again. I'm going to be wiser with my food choices. So that's half everybody's problems gone. Then stop the sugar, you know, cut out the crap and start being sensible. It's really easy to be sensible. And, you know, I've got this thing called the Secret Health Club on my website, and I can only say certain things publicly. So I've started a club. I think a lot of people are starting clubs because they realize that behind a club, you opt out of society and you start your own society. And then you can say things that you can't otherwise say on this type of, public channel. It's so simple. And and I'm afraid it does cost a bit of money to join it, but that's what keeps me running, so to speak. And there is a huge wealth of information, I think, including lots and lots of information about this type of stuff, supplements and so on. But hopefully, if I'm invited back, I'd be happy to, give sort of more detail as to what one can do.
Right. Well, because there's roadmaps to health, and many of us could use an expert like you to navigate that road. But just to be clear, people don't have to join the club to get these supplements that you sent me, right?
Oh, no, absolutely. They can just go to my website.
Yeah, Clive, what I'm going to do is leave the link below. So anybody that wants to get any of these great supplements that I've shown or that we've discussed on this show, the link is directly below this interview. And Clive, I want to thank you so very much for your time. It's been a real pleasure to meet you.
A fantastic pleasure to meet you as well.
Yeah, thank you. And Crow, we always have such interesting, far-reaching conversations, and you really are such an enlightened guy. I'm so glad to have reached out to you. Do you want to give us your closing words, just anything at all before we go?
Yeah, before I put out my contact, all is not lost here. And don't be fooled into feeling like a beaten dog in the gutter, because you're not. You're a human being. You got the divine spark. Start to think about what you'd like to see. And right now, it is my contention that the cycle that we're in, one of them, the 19-year Metonic lunar cycle, is going to end right about 9/11. You know what that brought us last time. The Grand Conjunction, and the reason I'm saying this is because people around the world watch the sky clock. It's what they do. We're going to have the Great Conjunction, which is Jupiter and Saturn. It happens once in a generation. Last time that occurred, it was 9/11. We're coming to the end of a cycle. Start to manifest in your mind what you want to see. If you can imagine a better world and then intend that that is what we're going to get, then you have truly added something we desperately need in a world where you can be convinced that a toilet paper shortage is the be-all and end-all of the news. But people can find me at crow777radio.com. It's crow777radio.com. And by the way, my co-host Jason Lindgren made a movie, a full feature-length movie called Shoot the Moon, about all the telescope work I did. It just got its 8th award. When we first put it out, no one would touch it with a 10-foot pole. Finally, a couple film festivals picked it up. Now we have 8 laurels, or he has, because he produced it. And if you become a recurring member over there, you get it for free, but it's up on Vimeo, and people should check out these ideas because the world is starting to be ready for them. But Sean, thank you so much. And I'll say one more thing. Clive's products are so inexpensive. Minimally, check out the magnesium, the C, the fulvic minerals, and the iodine, and know what you're doing. And by the way, with the C and the magnesium, you don't want to put yourself in the toilet nonstop over days. That can be a bad thing. But the power of just checking it out, it's not a big cost, and you should. But Sean, thanks so much for having me, and I'd like to wish all your audience a happy, healthy, and higher-minded year ahead.
Thank you, Crow. I appreciate that. And Clive, again, thank you. One of the things I love about your products, Clive, I'm sitting here looking at them, and I've taken a few during this interview, is the dosage amounts are in big, giant print. In my view, that's the most important thing when you look at this stuff. And on most of the products I've ever seen, the dosage amounts are so small, you have to get a magnifying glass. And that's not how you have packaged these things. I think this is great. Clive, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you. I shrunk the sort of print that says things like, do not drink the battery acid in your car. that message. I shrunk those to really tiny and made the stuff you actually need to know slightly bigger.
Yeah, this is wonderful. I really appreciate you sending me all of these products. And Crow, thank you so much, bud. I'll talk to you again soon.
Cheers.
All right. Friends, thank you so very much for tuning in. Hey, one quick note that I think Crow will appreciate because he already owns his own platform. Of course, I do too, to the extent that sgtreport.com is my website. You guys can go there directly. And if YouTube ever deplatforms me, I probably will go behind some sort of paywall. Here's the concern. Mel Fabregas over at Veritas Radio, he just interviewed a Google whistleblower who said that it's already been decided when the vaccine is ready to go, these big social media giant companies have already colluded and they're going to do another purge. They're going to take down channels across their platforms, anybody that would stand up and speak out against this vaccine. Guys, if that happens to SGT Report, I want you to know that right now the show is on iTunes. It's on Podbean. It's, of course, at sgtreport.com. It's on BitChute. It's on Patreon. They are not going to silence us, so we will use their platforms against them as long as we can. And for real news, guys, visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies 24/7. God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
It's, you know, from hydrochloroquine to medical advice to... anything and everything under the sun.
Yeah.
So as you mentioned, you know, SGT Report has been sidelined by Google essentially, and you're one of those small businesses that's suffering because of this monopoly, and Congress is not acting.
The U.S. presidential motorcade arrives at the United Nations, passing the ever-present groups of demonstrators assembled on the other side of the road.
Asseyez-vous, s'il vous plaît.
A sense of anticipation in the General Assembly chamber and a warm reception for Barack Obama as he walks to the podium, his wife seated among the heads of state and dignitaries.
The time has come for the world to move in a new direction. We must embrace a new era of engagement based on mutual interest and mutual respect, and our work must begin now.
And the president outlined his vision of a new world order in which the U.S. would participate fully, one rooted on four basic principles.
Non-proliferation and disarmament, the promotion of peace and security, the preservation of our planet, and a global economy that advances opportunity for all people.
Among the speakers that followed the U.S. president, the leader of Libya, Muammar Gaddafi, speaking at the UN for the first time after 40 years in power. And waving the UN charter, he called for an end to any permanent membership of the Security Council, arguing that small nations should have the same rights as the big. It was a speech that lasted well over an hour and covered subjects ranging from jet lag to political assassinations.
And then the assassination or the killing of Kennedy in 63 or 62, the President of the United States of America. Why? We want to know who killed him. Somebody who by the name of Lee Harvey, and then another Jack Robey killed Lee Harvey. Why did he kill him?
Earlier, the UN Secretary General had opened proceedings, sticking to his allotted time, calling for international unity.
If ever there were time to act in a spirit of renewed multilateralism, a moment to create a United Nations of genuine collective action, it is now. Now is our time, a time to put the United back into the United Nations, united in purpose, united in action.
And a reminder that this UN building is due to be closed for renovation at the end of these proceedings.
Our common ambition is to make this outward renovation the symbol of inward renewal.
A renewal, importantly, in which the United States says it is willing to both lead and be part of. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations in New York.
May God bless America.